Joining us right now to discuss how the COVID virus has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So first off, what are the latest numbers in the city of Brockton?
Yeah, the numbers are staggering, quite honestly. It's we've up to 456 loss of life in the city of Champions. Current active cases, 743, and total cases overall, we surpassed 18,000. So we're at 18,027. The scariest component is how many people are in the hospital right now. So this is Brockton Hospital, Signature Healthcare, and also Good Samaritan Medical Center. There's 87 inpatients, and 12 of those folks are in the ICU. So new cases reported just in the last 24 hours, 120 cases. So, back a year ago, they did the color coordinations, red, yellow, green, and gray. They don't do that anymore, but if they did, we would definitely be in a deep red right now.
So you mentioned the hospitals. Are they able to handle this influx right now, or are they getting overwhelmed? What's kind of the status there?
Yeah, I mean, they're working the best they can. I mean, we have wonderful, wonderful clinicians, really dedicated healthcare professionals at the hospitals and Third Hospital, the VA, and Brockton Neighborhood Health Center. But again, I mean, they're human beings trying to deal with this. So it's overwhelming, but they are skilled professionals. So again, the biggest thing you can do right now is to follow the protocols and be safe. And, you know, I got my booster last Friday along with Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito. They came to Brockton and the regional site at the Shaw Center. And again, what I said that day, Dan, I'll say again, the greatest gift that you can give yourself and your loved ones during the holiday season is to get vaccinated and get the booster. Simple as that. It's going to save lives and it's going to save your own life.
And I was going to ask you about that. You did, in fact, yes, the governor did come to Brockton to get his booster shot.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, and Charlie Baker and Karen Polito both came last Friday, a week ago, and, they led by example. So they both rolled up the sleeve, and I was the third one to roll up my sleeve, and we took the booster. And, you know, the facts are the facts. And, you know, the medical clinicians are telling us that, you know, if you qualify and, you should get the booster. And the other thing is, you know, ages 5 to 11, you know, can get the shots right now, the Pfizer shots. So, you know, as a dad, I've had my three kids get the shots. And, you know, it's a personal decision. But at the end of the day, the numbers are going up. People are sick. People are still dying. And unfortunately, we're still dealing with COVID, and it looks like we will be for the foreseeable future.
And, of course, there's a Shaw Center, but vaccine clinics are up and running in the city right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're still doing our pop-ups. We're actually working in collaboration right now with the schools. And Mike Thomas, superintendent of the schools, we're doing a pop-up clinic there today at one of the elementary schools. And we're going to continue to just do that. I mean, we need to. So the regional site is not run by the Board of Health anymore. It's not a city site. It's run by Brewster, but it's a DPH, Department of Public Health, state site. And we welcome people that are from Brockton and neighboring communities. It's a regional site. So if you have a need to get the shot and the desire, they do first and second shots up there as well, not just the booster shot. So, we're working diligently here in the city of Champions, and it's a collaborative effort, but we have to continue to stay focused on it.
And you did bring up the schools. How are things in the schools right now?
Yeah, I mean, like anything, we're very gravely concerned. And, I'm a basketball coach, too. My wife and I coach fourth graders and, for Brockton Community Schools. And you know, there are students getting sick right now with COVID. So, again, at the end of the day, it's about listening to what the health clinicians and professionals are telling us what to do. And, the school staff and the nursing staff led by Dr. Linda Cahill, they're exceptional. But we need to continue to just really do what we can do in a collaborative manner to save lives and minimize and mitigate the spread of this deadly virus.
Now, something else I want to ask you about. We're right smack dab in the middle of the holiday season. We've just gotten through Thanksgiving. We've just gone through Hanukkah. Christmas and Kwanzaa still to come. Are you concerned and watchful for any potential holiday surges?
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Rick Herman, who's my medical consultant, is really recognized now throughout the state and his data metrics and following. So without question, it's proven there was an uptick after Thanksgiving. So I am concerned, you know, when people getting together for Christmas and Kwanzaa. But again, if you're going to get together, and by all means, I'm going to do that as well. And it's different last year when we weren't vaccinated, but still the virus is around. So, you know, when I meet with my mother and father, I still wear my mask. And we need to continue to really just do what we can do to minimize and mitigate. I keep saying that, but that's what we need to do here in the city of Brockton, in the county, and in the Commonwealth, in the country as well.
All right. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
Indeed. Thank you so much.